you'll probably be experiencing that when you, particularly for like family members, when someone else helps to pray, it's like they help you carry the load. And you find, wow, you're not alone, you know, and it's a great sense of caring and sharing. Yeah. Good. Turn with me to Acts chapter 1 as we look at some scriptures this morning. Acts is a very good book to spend time in the season that we're in now of learning how the Holy Spirit directed the body of Christ. In other words, how Jesus directed the body of Christ through the Holy Spirit. In other words, how the Father, through His Son, through the Holy Spirit, through the church, touched lives and expanded the kingdom of God. And so there's a lot of insights on the ministry of the Holy Spirit taking from Jesus and letting what Jesus taught throughout the Gospels and seeing that become a reality. And today we are still living in the reality, the fulfillment, the continuous fulfillment of the teaching of Jesus concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And so we would like to just spend some time this morning just again going through just a few scriptures, just emphasizing, making us conscious of the ministry of the Holy Spirit and seeing the ministry of Jesus being manifested and being revealed by the Holy Spirit through the early church. And that's is helping us to be able to recognize certain things here. So Father, we want to thank You that You promised the gift, the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, when You said that the apostles must wait, the disciples must wait until they receive the gift that Your Father had promised concerning the person, Holy Spirit. We've been asking that question as You reminded us some time. What have we received from You that we may give to the world? We've received so much, but You are highlighting the incredible gift of Your Holy Spirit that we have received, dwelling within us, that we are able to minister in the reality of what You speak about concerning a new covenant ministry, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So we want to thank You for the most incredible gift You've given to us. We want to thank You for the way, Holy Spirit, You reveal to us. You don't operate on Your own authority. You take from our Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, and You take from Him and You share with us what's on His mind so that we have the mind of Christ. So we want to thank You, Jesus, that You are enabling us to really experience Your leadership, really experiencing the joy of You being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and us being under Your Lordship. What a privilege, what a freedom, what a joy of being surrendered, submitted to You as our Lord, as our Savior. And we want to thank You for that. So we thank You that You are helping us to really become so connected to Your heartbeat, to the Father's heartbeat, to the reality of Your teaching when You speak about seek first the kingdom of God and Your righteousness and all these other things shall be added. We want to thank You that You are teaching us what You taught in the prayer of our Father in heaven. Hallowed be Your name, Your kingdom come, Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. What a privilege to be one, to find purpose, to find the reason for existence. At a time, and many of us are much older right now, but we are discovering more and more the joy of being rooted and established in Your divine purpose. And we want to thank You for that joy and the freedom and the liberty that You give to us to be able to continue living here on earth to advance Your kingdom. So we thank You for Your grace upon us this morning. We thank you for the angels that you have assigned to help and to be involved in the incredible ministry of drawing people to salvation. And we just want to thank you, Father, for your tremendous love for the world through your Son, Jesus. If you've made it known, it's tangible, and we give you the praise and glory. Amen. Amen. This coming Thursday is the Ascension Day. And a lot of you from more the end here, traditional churches are very familiar with that. Now, here we're looking and reading in the book of Acts the reality of what took place at the day of ascension when Christ left the earth and went back to the Father. And so we see here in the book of Acts, and I'm going to read from verse 1, and we read here, that as Luke is now writing, and he says, in my former book, Theopolis, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, and giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. Now just stop for a moment, because sometimes we miss certain powerful truths. Here we see Jesus, fully God, but fully man. And here we see that Jesus is giving instructions through the Holy Spirit. So Jesus has shown us how to live totally surrendered to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is demonstrating the reality in his life, what it is to be led by the Holy Spirit. So we see in his temptation, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. And so he's sharing something profound for us to just grasp over here, that after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, it hasn't changed. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth that still takes from Jesus and makes it known to you and I. And that's crucial for us to realize as we're asking that question, as we saw there when Peter John went to the temple and they healed that lame person, and we don't have silver and gold, but what I have, I give to you. And we are asking that question, what has our Heavenly Father given to you and I? And although we're focusing on the Holy Spirit, he has given you and I a lot. He's given, some of us have got, we should have been dead. Some of us, he's given us extra life. Some of us have been, Father has given us resources. He's given us health. He's given us family. He's given us relationships. He's given us favor in amongst men. There's so many things that our Father has given to us. And so we are appreciating it. We are valuing what the Father has given to us, because when we become conscious and aware that what he has given to you and I, we then, because of his love in our hearts, his love is not a self-centered love, we're able to minister, we're able to give what he has given us. So, you know, when we speak about like resources, everybody thinks, it's because you want money. No. The resources enables each and every one to be able to continue to advance the kingdom of God, whatever those resources are. So there's a lot of things that the Father has given to you and I that we are valuing and we're thanking him for. And so here we see that he's given us the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit revealed truth. Because the Holy Spirit knows the deep things of the Father, revealed the truth to Jesus Christ, and he taught his disciples in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now let's stop for a moment. Because we read there in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, for instance, about the ministry of the new covenant. And we realize now, as Jesus spoke and he said, the words I speak are spirit and life. Because they are anointed, because the Holy Spirit is now leading and giving me the instructions, and I'm communicating from the power of the Holy Spirit. You and I, when we share the gospel, you and I, when we testify and give our testimonies, you and I, when we share the word of God to people, we've got to realize as we're sharing this from the foundation of his love for people and understanding the reality of this new covenant, Paul writes over here concerning this, you yourselves are our letters written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. You know that you are a letter from Christ, from Christ, from Christ, because this is a reality. The Holy Spirit is taking from Christ the truth concerning Christ, and the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts. This is a reality that you and I, as in the new creation in Christ Jesus, this is the reality of you and I having received the Holy Spirit. When we speak, the gospel is the power of God for salvation. So we don't come with our human wisdom and our eloquence of words and that kind of stuff. Simple belief. Holy Spirit, you have shared the gospel within me. And as I just share the simple, powerful gospel message, it's the power of God, the power of God. I don't know about you, but the power of God is pretty huge. It's the power of God to bring salvation to the people that are now believing. So here we see, and it's the Holy Spirit now that's writing on the people's hearts. And this is why he says such confidence. This is the reality. He wants us to be confident in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So we have the boldness, we've got the courage to share the gospel, to testify to people. I think all of us can testify that there are times in our lives, that there has been times in our lives when we know that the Holy Spirit is saying, "Won't you just share your testimony to that person there?" And no, it's not your time. We made an excuse. And this is why prepare. This is why I write down the testimony. This is why we're learning now how to take one scripture, and from that one scripture to be able to unlock the incredible good news of God to mankind. So you're writing it down, you're practicing it amongst one another. So next time there in the workplace or the school, wherever you may be, the Holy Spirit says, share the gospel. Go and share the gospel, knowing that the Holy Spirit has instructed. And now, because the Holy Spirit has instructed as you speak, the Holy Spirit is life. He's writing on the hearts of the people, breaking through the deception, breaking through where Satan has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. Have confidence in the power of the gospel, of how the Holy Spirit. And so, such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves. No, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of the new covenant. See, this is the reality of our lives as children of God. He has made us competent. That's pretty powerful to realize God has made us competent. Just understand the word competent from God's perspective. And we look at ourselves, "Oh, I'm Mr. blah, 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 blah," you know. Pathetic. God has made us competent. Moses standing before God, and God says, "Now go and set my people." Oh, Moses says, "Oh, but what about me? Whoa, whoa, whoa." God got angry with Moses because God had made Moses competent to do the job. See, understand who we are in Christ Jesus as a new creation in Christ Jesus. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That's who you and I. This is why we have the ministry and the message of reconciliation. And this is the call of God for us to arise and to begin to grow and get established in this, so that we are growing in confidence in how God has made us competent to be a messenger of the devil will bring your past up. The devil will bring that you can't spell. The devil will bring that you cannot write. The devil will bring that you are shy. The devil will bring all this stuff up to your mind. You've got to stop that. God, you've made us competent. Who are you going to believe? And this is part of us now renewing our mind, part of us now being established in truth, because God loves the people. He's placed us in a town because he loves the people of this community. And we share the gospel. We're involved in praying for the lost. We're involved in whatever the ministry and the message that comes our way, because we're praying, we're alert, we're awake, we're watching to see how the Holy Spirit is busy working, and we respond as He directs us. So, the first verse of Book of Acts, and you can see there's so much in the scripture that we so often just read over, but you've got to understand, you've got to read and look at every single word to see what God is saying to us at this moment. Through the Holy Spirit, the apostles He had chosen. And so now He starts to speak about the incredible promise of God concerning the Holy Spirit. And He says, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift My Father promised, which you have heard Me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked Him, Lord, are You at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you have received power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. And then He carries on, and then after He said this, He was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid Him from their sight, the ascension. So just before, yeah, we see Jesus describing and Jesus teaching His disciples. We in that time now, we have Thursday Ascension, just before our Lord is sharing with us concerning the Holy Spirit, concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Father is going to give us, said over there. And you and I, when we got born again, we received the most incredible gift of God's Holy Spirit to come and dwell within us. In Galatians chapter 3, it's a verse that we often look at, but it's, again, it's appropriate. Here we begin to see how the early church, day of Pentecost comes, and they receive, they are baptized by the Holy Spirit, and there they start to proclaim and preach. Jesus said in John 14, and John 15, and John 16, He spoke about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And so here they begin to proclaim. So the church began with the Holy Spirit. The church began in the power of the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit, being directed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I will build My church. The Holy Spirit does not operate on His own authority. The Holy Spirit goes and takes from Jesus what's on the mind of Jesus today and shares it by the Holy Spirit. And we hear the Holy Spirit speak to us. And so that's Jesus speaking, and the church begins. And we start to see the ministry. So the book of Acts is such an incredible insight, as I shared, concerning the amazing ministry of our Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit, empowering the early church to go and advance the great, fulfill the Great Commission. Now in Galatians chapter 3, things are taking place, and where the church began in the power of the Holy Spirit, you've got the legalistic kind of the Jews coming, and that they say, no, it's not just a simple faith in Jesus Christ. No, you've got to add these things on now. And wanting once again to add on the simplicity of faith, add on the fact that you simply believe what Christ has done and stay in that realm. But now you've got to now start to add on to earn your righteousness. And so he goes and he says, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Again, there's the power of the cross of Jesus. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? And so, he carries on concerning, let me read it. Have you suffered so much for nothing? If you really was for nothing, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? And this is part of the shift that's taking place. where we are simply again getting back to that simple faith in Christ Jesus, walking, becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit, going out in boldness, and the Holy Spirit empowering to do what needs to be done so that the gospel of Christ Jesus can be very relevant in the lives of people. On Friday when we were praying, God began to reveal the season now of the miracles, of the healing, whatever that may be, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever that may be, is now time. It's a boldness, it's a courage. The Holy Spirit is directing, Jesus is directing us by the leading and the power, the insight, the instruction of the Holy Spirit. So we see, we don't want to go back into something that bypasses that simple, pure obedience, that love for Christ, that faith in Him. So let's go back to Acts. In Acts chapter 4, you can read that the rest if you want here, but here in Acts chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul and John are now before the Sanhedrin because of the healing that took place, and now the religious order is upset because of the authority that they're operating in, and that they didn't give them the authority, and these things are taking place. And then in verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple, and he starts to address them. But here we see something unique. Because once again, here are these men. Peter was that man that betrayed. Peter was the man that sort of denied Jesus Christ. So here we see something about a boldness of the Holy Spirit upon them. Here we see the evidence of how the Holy Spirit is enabling them to be able to face, because Jesus spoke and he said to them that when you stand before on trial, don't worry about what you're going to say, because my Holy Spirit's going to tell you what to say. The evidence, again, of what we have received. Many times we're going to be standing before someone, we have no idea what to say, and the Holy Spirit will give us insight. As we begin to open our mouth, you'll start to find words to start to fly. And we have wisdom, and you're speaking, you're saying to yourself, but that's not me, that's not my wisdom. Some of you can identify with that. This is God's wisdom that by the Spirit is now ministering to the people. Who have we received? We have received the person, God, the Holy Spirit. That's who we've received, that we can give out streams of living waters flow as Jesus taught us in the Gospels. In verse 31 again of chapter 4, and we read here, the believers are praying now and they're asking God for boldness. They're asking God to stretch out his hand and perform great signs and wonders so that people can believe, and that the name of Jesus Christ is made known and honored and exalted. And after they had prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Powerful. He has a prayer for us to be praying for one another. Paul prays and he says to the people in Ephesus, please pray for me that whenever I speak, I may speak with boldness. I need your prayers because there's persecution. There's a lot of people trying to intimidate. There's a lot of obstacles against the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he's encouraging us, the Holy Spirit's encouraging us as we go into the great commission for our town that we are staying in. Pray for one another that we may be bold and have the courage. The Holy Spirit, and I love the word here, it says here concerning that the Holy Spirit came and they prayed, the place where they were meeting shaken, and they were all filled. And another word for that filled, they were overflowing with the evidence of the Holy Spirit. They were overflowing with the boldness of God. They were overflowing with the joy of God. They were overflowing with the peace of God. They were overflowing. And that's a wonderful concept and understanding of what it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at it more of the overflowing side to it. In chapter 5 and verse 3, we see again where people had lied. Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you've lied to the Holy Spirit? Powerful, because you can't duck and dive. The Holy Spirit knows everything. And you cannot lie. And just that revelation, the Holy Spirit is very aware and knows what we are saying, and that it helps us to walk a truthful life. It helps us to begin to be bold and speak truth. It helps us to be able to understand. It also helps us to know that part of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of discernment. It enables us also to be able to discern, because the Holy Spirit, as here with Peter, the Holy Spirit is saying, they're lying. Now we begin to realize, but Holy Spirit, you are equipping us to be able to go and to be able to recognize and to be able to discern the deception, to discern the lies, to discern these things. So we can go with confidence as your leadership as you guide us into all truth. Who have we received? Hey, we are blessed children of God. We have been given an incredible gift, the Holy Spirit. Now let's carry on. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 30 and verse 32, very important insights here. Here again, the apostles are being persecuted, and here in chapter 5 and verse 30, we read, as they are now speaking, that they must obey God rather than men. And he says, the God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. Now look at verse 32. We are witnesses of these things. Okay, that's quite easy to, okay, they've right from the beginning, they were there with the ministry of Jesus, they witnessed the life of Jesus, what he did, etc. They witnessed his death, they witnessed his resurrection, they witnessed his ascension. But it doesn't stop there. It says over there, we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to us who obey him. And all of a sudden we're starting to see the Holy Spirit is the witness of the life of Jesus Christ. Why is that important? Let's go back to the teaching of Jesus in John chapter 15. Because in John 15, Jesus tells them this reality. The Holy Spirit is leading Jesus. The Holy Spirit is there with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is involved in the life of Jesus. The Holy Spirit knows Jesus before he came to the earth. The Holy Spirit knows Jesus on the earth. The Holy Spirit knows everything about Jesus Christ. And so here we see Jesus says to the disciples here in John chapter 15 and verse 26, when the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. The Holy Spirit, we've witnessed. The Holy Spirit has also witnessed. And he says, now the Holy Spirit, who's witnessed everything about the life of Jesus, will testify about me. The new covenant ministry. The new covenant ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he carries on and he says, and you must also testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. So all of a sudden, in one little sentence in the book of Acts, We're starting to see something profound over here where not only are you and I going to go and share and witness concerning Jesus Christ because we know Him, we've experienced Him, we live with Him, He's changed our lives and we're involved with Him. We know the reality of His life within us. We've got a testimony. We've got a witness to share what He, who He is and what He does in our lives and these kind of things. But the Holy Spirit who knows it all, He's also involved in testifying. So Jesus says, when the Spirit of God comes in John 16 and verse 8, the Spirit of God will prove to the world concerning sin. The Holy Spirit is a witness. He testifies the reality of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're not alone. And this is why it's so powerful for us as believers to begin to, but Lord, we've been intimidated to share the gospel. We're too shy to share the gospel. It's not right. It's not the done thing. The politics say no. And God is saying, no, 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 no. I'm doing something here and I'm helping you guys to be able to rise up and to be able to be bold and stop being politically correct and to be able to know that the Spirit of God is testifying when you pray in the name of Jesus and asking God to speak and to draw people to Jesus. My Holy Spirit is witnessing to them, communicating them the truth of Jesus Christ. And we see that in the Muslim country, dreams and visions, the Holy Spirit is communicating and revealing Christ to many, many people. And He says, but you too be my witnesses together. And all of a sudden we see this amazing oneness together with the Holy Spirit as you and I witness the Holy Spirit is testifying. And He's filling in details. I think all of us have got different testimonies of how we got born again. And we can all share. And as I've shared with you many times when I got born again, I know very little. I went to a few Sunday school classes when I was like 10 years old kind of stuff. And one day in the room by myself, one day at night time by myself, the presence of God filled that room and a communication took place there. The Holy Spirit testified and witnessed to me, Jesus Christ. I knew nothing, but then I knew everything. And I gave my life to Him. See, here the Holy Spirit will testify when you and I believe and we're praying, because sometimes there are people that we're praying that we cannot go and minister to, we cannot share, but we can pray. Be confident that God has a way to speak into their lives and testify concerning the truth of Jesus Christ. Simply believe. Have faith. Be confident. Be fully persuaded that the Holy Spirit is the one who will go and witness to them. Be fully confident that God will send someone to witness to them, to share the gospel. Be fully confident, like with myself, where I'm by myself, no man came and shared the gospel. It was a personal encounter with Christ Jesus, came and shared the gospel to me. God is good. So, the book of Acts tells us a lot about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are witness of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. One of the wonderful things for all of us that when we have shared the gospel and we communicate and we teach, that often when we finish, we go on the way home and we think, man, I should have said that. I should have said that. Oh, man, did I say that correctly? And all this, the worst part is when you're traveling away and you're starting to think, what I should have said, what didn't I say? Oh, the Holy Spirit will witness. He is a Spirit of truth and He will fill in the gaps. And He knows how to communicate to people. It's such a joy, it's such a peace in all these things. Quickly, just one more scripture in Acts chapter 6. the choosing of the seven. Again, it's fascinating when we start to see the life, the reality of the Holy Spirit in the believers. In those days, when the number of disciples were increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained about the Hebraic Jews because the widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men among you and who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Procurus, Nicone, Timon, Paramus, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. Stop for a moment. Here we see the Hebrew-speaking believers and the Jewish-speaking believers, and they are not too happy because there's so much selfishness in it. This is my food, it's not your food. Still this racism between Jew and Gentile. These are believers, but they're baby believers. Still very carnal-minded. Still very fleshly. Still very self-centered. Still all about me. They had not yet been established and grown in the reality of God's love. And so in this confusion, in this a bit of hostility, people that have been born again, the apostle said, "Now, look, see who you recognize. It's different. These people are carnal, but there are people among you that you can see have grown and matured. You can see the life of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Choose them." Incredible. And here they chose these 7 men, and these 7 men, you read their story there and how they went and they continued the Great Commission. And this is why in the workplace, for you and I, as we is getting established in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as we're keeping in step with the Holy Spirit, as we walk with Him and we live in the reality of His life within us. In the workplace, many Christians. But there will be those that you will look and you will say, "But they're not like them. They those men, they moan, they groan, they all blah, blah, blah. But these are different. They've got something that's different to the rest of the believers because they are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're overflowing with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The life of God is tangible. The way they think is reflecting life. The way they talk speaks life. They're different. And this is what God is doing for us in the town, in the workplaces, wherever we may be. As we walk with Him, as we grow with Him, remember we started off about abiding in Christ and His word in us. And then we will bear much fruit because this fruit glorifies the Father. The Father's glory that we bear much fruit. And so this is all part of that. Whatever we receive the person of the Holy Spirit. We become aware. We're beginning to celebrate and thank you, Holy Spirit, that your life is in me. Today I want to thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going to share with me what Jesus is thinking and you're going to share with me. So as the Holy Spirit shares with you and I what the mind of Christ is, we start to, "Wow, Lord, this is what you're sharing. You're leading us," and your praise and worship goes to Jesus. But then it continues because Jesus continues and says, what is the Father is mine, and what is mine is the Father. And so what the Holy Spirit is sharing with you today, that's what's in the thoughts of the Father, because the Holy Spirit takes the deep things of the Father and reveals it to us so that we have the mind of Christ. Can you see? It's so, when you accept and understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, there's no division. between the Father and the Son. There's such a oneness and such a reality of the way the Trinity works, and it's such an incredible worship time and celebration and thanksgiving time, because He's awesome. We have received the most incredible gift, the person of the Holy Spirit, that makes Jesus and the Father so real to you and I. So the book of Acts is a wonderful book for us to spend time in, to see how Jesus continued empowering the church to fulfill the great commission that He gave the disciples in Matthew 28, verse 18, 19, and 20. So, let's thank God for that. Amen. Any questions before we have communion? Peter? Yes. In Acts 6, verse 10, yes. We read over here, but they could not stand up against the wisdom or all the Spirit by whom He spoke. This is when Stephen, remember, Stephen was seized, and he was full of God's grace and power and did great wonders and miraculous signs, and the opposition came, and now they, and then because again he's so bold and full of the Holy Spirit, they couldn't stand against the wisdom that he was speaking. It's not just for Stephen. This is us. See? And he's helping us to be confident in the confidence that comes from God. That we can share the gospel, we can be bold. Yes. That's right, yeah. Yes. Yes. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why that second song, He is a Holy God, because He is above it all. A Holy God dwells within us. Yeah. He's not intimidated. Yeah. Good. So Father, we want to thank you for the joy of your Spirit within us, and Holy Spirit, how alive you are, and your wisdom and your insights and your abilities. It's beyond our comprehension. But we thank you as we are growing and growing and growing in these things. Lord, as we sit around and we just look at one another and we realize that for each and every one of us here who believe, your Holy Spirit dwells. And for each one, there's such a uniqueness that comes forth. There's such an incredible, abilities of your Spirit that is so beautiful. And together and together and together, we're starting to see such an incredible, glorious revelation of you and your greatness. And we thank you for that. Jesus, we're going to sit with you and just drink together and eat together, celebrating the victory, celebrating the freedom that we have in you, celebrating that it is because of you being our righteousness, that the Father has declared us righteous, and because of Him declaring us righteous, we are able to receive Holy Spirit to come and dwell within us. Because we're in you, and the Father sees us in you, and now we can receive Holy Spirit. And we want to thank you. So we celebrate the power of your blood that has washed us clean. We celebrate the power of your blood that has brought about forgiveness of sin. We celebrate the power of your blood because in you, Lord, our sins have been removed. We celebrate the reality of your broken body and what you did for us in order for us to be able to not be in the place where we receive the wrath of God. But now there's no condemnation because of what you received upon your body, the punishment that was due for us. You took it. So we want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you love the people of our towns. You love the people of our nation. We love the people and our families and our friends and the neighbors. And we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, as we eat together and you encourage us, as you impart life into us, as you strengthen us. We want to thank you that you're enabling us to be able to share and to communicate for those that are not yet born again. And we thank you for the opportunities this coming week. And we praise you for that, Lord. Lord, what you did on the cross for mankind. We say yes. We don't want that to be wasted. We just want to be involved in being fulfilling that and implementing that in the power, the anointing, the strength, the leadership of your Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, thank you. We just again receive everything that you have given to us so that we can advance the kingdom of God for the glory of the Father through you, Jesus Christ. Amen.